Good morning. It's about 1:20 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday, April the 7th, 2020. I don't really have a good outline for right now. I was supposed to spend the last week working on a short technical paper on improvised water purification, and I was supposed to podcast with AJ about that this morning. We'll podcast, but I didn't get the paper written. This is not a sense of pride or shame. I blew a gasket about 3 weeks ago in my head. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago, I blew a gasket. It's one of those old-timey phrases. Like my parents used to say, it's all going down the tubes. You know, I did a podcast on that a while back. Yeah, I know that's gross looking. That's terrible. I did a podcast on that old-timey saying, it's going down the tubes. My dad used to say that everything's going down the tubes. How are things going, Dad? It's all going down the tubes, son. How's it going, Mom? Oh, it's great, Dan. It's all going down the tubes. And I imagined as a kid, obviously I knew they meant the garbage, right? The garbage chute. Or down the toilet, you know, flush the toilet. It's all going down the tubes. I think that's what they meant, the big flush. The big flush. Yeah, so I blew a gasket, as my pop used to say. I went a bit crazy. I got really angry because, you know, for most of my life, I suppose, as an adult, I accepted the basic tenet that most people, normal people, especially people with kids, they don't want anything that magical out of life other than some dignity, some wealth, maybe a home, but they don't want a lot. I don't understand the people that have billions of dollars and giant mansions. I'm not a communist, that's bullshit, but I've never quite understood the desire to do that. I've understood the desire to live in the country. Like if you were to say to me, Dan, would you like to live in the country? Holy fuck. I was into social distancing before it was a thing. I saw on my news feed today that they're going to shut down the national parks until September. I have not confirmed that news article yet for the main reason that it makes me physically want to vomit. It makes me want to vomit because how the fuck does that make any rational fucking sense? How? Okay? What? Because the deer and the antelope and the fucking muskrats are gonna get the COVID? I mean, I've heard tigers are getting it. I guess social distancing's a question mark when you work at the zoo. Yeah, I guess when you work at the zoo, social distancing's not really a thing, really. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess tigers at the zoo are getting the COVID. People are kissing the tigers. You know, tigers are covered in thick layers of fur. Like most animals, they have a lot of physical layers of protection from random flakes of fucking skin. That's the current argument, that somehow these tigers got the fucking virus from flakes of skin. Well, guys, okay, then everybody's got it. Everyone has it by now. Everyone has the fucking virus, whatever the fuck it is. They're saying that Boris Johnson might need a ventilator. Ventilator, yeah. Boris Johnson in England might need a ventilator. Well, you gotta have celebrities and politicians get sick, of course. And this virus is so strategic, and who gets sick and who dies, you know? Why do you have to shut down the national parks? I mean, there's no argument I can think of. It makes zero sense. It is so fucking counterproductive that it doesn't even require the acknowledgement of a debate or a rebuttal. There is no sound argument for shutting down the national parks as a response to whatever the fuck this is. I live in Little Saigon. I have open wounds on my hands from fucking shit a year ago, tripping and falling on the sidewalk and using laundry detergent to wash dishes. Not proud, living rough, okay? I live in transient housing, shared kitchen, Little Saigon, Seattle, an Asia Pacific tech hub. I'm in Chinatown. And I'm half a mile from every major fucking university in Seattle. Excuse me, half a mile from every major fucking hospital. Wow, I did blow a gasket. I'm half a mile from every major hospital in Seattle to include Harborview, the premier level one trauma center. I'm also on a primary airlift flight path, which means, you know, those air ambulances that will fly people because there's a window for trauma? Let's talk about trauma for a second. Years ago, I was told the window was 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes. If it's a trauma case and you cannot get them to a proper facility for treatment within about 30 minutes, that person's gonna die. That's the nature of trauma, okay? Crush injuries, severe internal bleeding, and you know, people's systems breaking down and really bad heart attack, shit like that. Stuff where if you don't get a response soon, you will die. Just as an FYI, these helicopters don't go more than a couple hundred miles an hour. And they're probably not going to go much outside the Pacific Northwest, which means, yeah, maybe they'll go to Idaho. Probably not Montana. So if someone says, well, they're moving all the people to, you know, eastern Idaho and Montana, okay. Those people are still going to need a trauma center. And I'm sorry, but it's not likely that they're setting up a full capacity trauma center at one of these magical fucking, I don't know what the fuck they are, camps. I've seen no spike in helicopter flights. I've seen no Chinooks. I've seen no Chinooks. You'll usually see Chinooks. Chinooks are used by the Air National Guard as air ambulances and also as kind of like mobile hosp mobile surgical suites or little mobile clinics. So the point is, usually you'll see Chinooks going in and out of Harborview. You'll see lots of helicopters. You'd see them every fucking hour. During the fires, I saw a spike in helicopters. Spike. During the COVID, I'm not really seeing much, but I am still seeing airplanes landing because I'm on the SeaTac flight path too. That's normal, right? And I think I saw a 747 today. So if you want to check your app, because again, I don't have an app because I have a fucking flip phone. If you want to check your fucking app or check the internet, I don't give a fuck. That is how angry and frustrated I am with quote unquote our sources of information. We are being so fucking manipulated at this point. I don't want to see any of it. I don't. If you want to call me a know nothing, at this point you can, because the information you're receiving from the web, especially the news, is a lot of bullshit. I live in Little Saigon, Seattle. I live in the ID, which is the International District. I live essentially in Chinatown. I live half a mile from every fucking major hospital in Seattle. I live a quarter of a mile from Seattle University, transient housing, tiny little spaces, shared kitchens, shit. That's interesting. Seattle's an Asia Pacific tech hub. When I worked at Microsoft, tons of Chinese citizens working here and always flying back and forth, back and forth. I mean, they had the money to fly back and forth. That was always interesting. So I'm pretty pissed off and frustrated, as most of you probably are. I don't really have a good plan, and if I had one, I probably wouldn't talk about it on YouTube or Twitter. Just as an FYI, if you're to say, Dan, what's your plan right now? I don't have a good one. A few weeks ago, I thought I was going to go up in the mountains. Crazy, really. Crazy. The odds of me surviving up there are probably 1 in 100. And that's being, optimistic. That kind of puts into a highlight the whole shutting down the forests until September. It's weird. It has nothing to do with healthiness. There is nothing healthy about staying in a recirculated air building, especially if the magical virus from fucking skin flakes gets tiger sick. There is zero healthy about keeping people shut in if half the shit they've told us is true, especially the infectious rate. We should all basically have it by now. We should. I should have it. Oh yeah, I'll add to the list. I'm 50 years old and I eat food out of fucking cans. My diet is for shit. So why the fuck am I still upright? Why the fuck am I still talking to you? This makes no sense. Back in January on my podcast, I said, if by April I have not heard screams, I have not heard people wailing the night, guess what? In my cheap ass transient apartment, the walls aren't that fucking thick. In fact, the main reason why I don't get, people knocking on my door complaining about my shit, it's really simple. On one side of my little pod is the stairwell. On the other side, out here, is the hallway. And on the two sides over here is called outside. So I really don't abut, but I don't abut anyone. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. Don't know where I was going with that. Gotta apologize. Also, another thing I do, not proud of it, but when I get angry and frustrated, I'll kind of claw at my hands a little bit. So I've been wearing these gloves. So fucked up. Yeah, I should be dead. I should have heard people dying. I should have seen people dying by now. What I am seeing is what looks to be the city of Seattle scooping up all the homeless. Who knows where they're taking those people, right? Probably this is the plan they had envisioned, and Seattle is dying. Seattle is dying. Wow, what a fucked up documentary that was. And the main message, what's really funny about that documentary in retrospect, they never brought up illegal Asian immigrants, ever. Ever. I wonder why. There's tons of them in the fucking food line at the food bank. Tons of them in Little Saigon and Chinatown. Why does that topic never come up in Seattle is dying for the homeless issue? You know why? Because it would not fit the fucking narrative. The narrative is some fucking hired actor crackhead, I forget his fucking name, is the reason why it's happening. Him and 200 other guys, really? 200 other fucking people. God, it just makes me angry. This whole fucking city makes me angry. And I don't know what happens next. I suspect Snow Day is going to end because Snow Day can't rationally last more than maybe a month or two. I also suspect the number of people who've killed themselves as a result of Snow Day is probably going to be equal to the real number of COVID deaths or greater, assuming the real number is accurate at all. I don't believe half the shit they're telling us about it. But I do know people kill themselves, and I do know that bullshit like this, these kinds of fucking dystopian, dark as fuck, sci-fi novels forcing people into their fucking homes over some fucking hidden virus that magically infects tigers and probably bears as well, hence the national park closure. Yeah, that shit will push people over the fucking edge. So, for all you fucking people out there who are telling people to stay indoors, meditate on this. How many people are you dooming to their deaths? How many people are you writing off? Ignore the people that they're going to need the diabetic drugs. Those people will die too. Ignore the heart patients who won't get their drugs. Ignore all the other patients who won't get treated. They're going to die. Along with that, a lot of fucking people are going to kill themselves. So I hope you're fucking happy. If you're all like thinking, I believe the virus and I believe Bill Gates and I can't wait to get my fucking chip. Well, why don't you ask yourself how many people are going to kill themselves? And if your answer is, I don't care, well, guess what I got to say to you, motherfucker? When the day comes that you need compassion from some fucking stranger, it might be me, I hope I have the joy to yell in your face, I don't care.